Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
And good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at Falls City Sacred Heart School. It is Class D2 Girls Sub-District Finals Act tonight on KTNC. Falls City Sacred Heart, the number one seed, taking on the number two seed, Sterling Jets. Sacred Heart ranked number one in the state in Class D2. Sterling is ranked number five in Class D2. I remember for so many years, that would be the loser goes home tonight and has to hope for a wild card to state tournament. Well, that won't get away anymore. The good news for both these teams tonight, it's about 99% sure that both, whoever loses this game, will get a wild card to the district finals. We know that's fact for Sacred Heart, and it would take quite a lot of things to happen badly for Sterling not get a wild card if they don't come up with a win tonight here against Sacred Heart. But both teams obviously want to win and keep the momentum going towards the state tournament, which gets underway in just about a week and a half for the girls. So tonight, Sterling comes in here 18-5 for Coach Josh Pfeiffer, while Sacred Heart Coach Luke Sano has his squad at 22 wins and 3 losses on the year. Earlier this year, in the matchup between the two schools, it was won by the Irish, and they won it fairly handily in that ball game. And I don't have the score in front of me, but I can tell you, Sacred Heart won it, as I said, won fairly handily. Now, Sterling, a little different lineup tonight than they had then. They will have in the game tonight, which they did not have the first time they played back in the first game of the season. For sure, they will have Ella Winger in the ball game. Ella was hurt. She got hurt late last year, maybe in these sub-districts, if I remember right. Tore up a knee and just didn't get to play until probably mid-season this year. But she is back and in the starting lineup tonight for the Sterling Jets, so that will certainly help them. And the Irish, they come in here with the same lineup they've gone through pretty much every game this season, other than a couple of injuries that a couple of girls missed a couple of games. But other than that, it's been pretty steady for the Irish this year as far as the lineup goes. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we will take a look at the starters for this game cut on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by a community medical center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the game between Sacred Heart and Sterling's Jets. For the visitors tonight, the Sterling Jets, Coach Josh Pfeiffer, goes with 5'8" junior Macy Richardson, all-stater, 1,000-point scorer. She had 13 the first time the two teams met back in December. Ella Winger is a 5'7" senior and did not play in that first game. Also in the lineup, Katie Bull, a 5'7" junior. She had a dozen in that first game. Dakota Lubin is a 5'9 senior for the Jets. She scored 6 points that first game. She plays a lot of the point guard for Sterling and capable of scoring a bunch of points. She also is a 1,000-point career scorer for Sterling. And Lauren Harm is a 5'10 sophomore, the other starter tonight for the Sterling Jets in this ballgame. For the Irish tonight, it will be Rachel Magdan, the 5'10 senior. She led the scoring game one this year for Sterling with 17 points that night. Olivia Eichhoff, the 5'8 junior, she scored 12 in that ballgame. Lauren Malone, the 5'4 senior at the point, she had 7 points in that contest. Jessica Wartenberger, a 5'7 junior, scored 10 in the first matchup with Sterling. And it was Harrison Vonderschmidt with 13 in that ballgame, a 6-foot senior for the Irish. So those are your starters for tonight. The buzzer is sound. The teams head over to their bench. They're going to do the starters for the crowd on hand here tonight. A good crowd we have. The Sacred Heart side filled up over there on that far side, spilling over here onto the south side of the bleachers here at the Row Activity Center. While they're taking care of the pregame festivities, we'll take another 2-minute timeout. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to roll here. They're still going to do the introduction. We've had the national anthem as we get set for this ball game tonight. Now, Sterling fans, we're on KTNC 1230 AM 7.1 FM tonight and on the World Wide Web at msksports.net, msksports.net. You can click this on the web anywhere in the world. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, our sister station, Johnson Brock, is taking on Southern right now. Up at Johnson, Randy Gatula has got that action for you tonight over on Sunny 101.3. Kind of rare here tonight. You know, we've got four girls in this game with 1,000-point career scores. That's pretty good. Rachel Magdans and Harrison Vonderschmidt, both over 1,000 for the Irish. Of course, Harrison earlier this year set the girls' record for most points in a career for Sadie Hart. And as we said, Macy Richardson and Dakota Ludeman, both more than 1,000 points in their careers for the Sterling Jets. So potential for a lot of points, yes. Potential for great defense, holding all those scores down, yes. So we'll see how this one shakes out here tonight. Sagar said ranked number one, Sterling ranked number two as we get ready to tip this one off. Sterling, the visitor tonight in the maroon with yellow. coming up next week. Boys sub-districts. City Heart will host again in D2. They'll be the number one seed. They'll take on Lewiston Tuesday night. And the other game will be Sterling and Del Rebell, just like the boys tournament this week worked out. That game Tuesday night here, those two games at Thoreau Activity Center. So the Irish have been introduced. And now we're set to tip it off. Sterling over on the bench with Coach Josh Piper. They want to win against Sacred Heart, obviously. It's been a frustrating time. The Irish have had the better of it here the last two or three years with the Jets. Jets qualified for state tournament, just not able to get over the hump against the Irish. Good ball team. We'll see what transpired here tonight. Harrison Varnsville will step into the center circle for the Irish. Sacred Heart will go right to left towards the west bucket. Here in the first half tonight. Stepping in for Sterling will be Lauren Harms, a 5'10 sophomore. And we are ready to roll. Referee's telling the girls which way they're going since they know that. Here we go. Here's the tip. And it'll go back court to Lauren Malone. The Irish have the ball to start the ball game. Come to the front court. The Irish senior. Over it goes. Hike off, back around now to Magdans and around the perimeter. Wurtenberger on the left elbow, back out to the top, around the zone defense put on here by Sterling. They want to keep it away from Bonderschmidt as much as they can, see how the Irish are hitting from the outside. Wurtenberger inside the three-point line, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bonderschmidt, and she got sandwiched between a couple of Jets, and the foul will be put on Dakota Ludeman. First foul of the ball game on the Sterling Jet senior. So Bonderschmidt at the line, up and good. She is the all-time leader at Sacred Heart for the girls in free throws attempted and made. And she goes 1-for-2 at the line. Here in the rebound is picked off by Lauren Harms. To the front court come the Jets. They'll look to keep the ball to Macy Richardson. She's isolated on the right side against Eichhoff. Tries baseline, spins into the paint, forces her way in, up, no good, and Bonderschmidt clears the rebound on the weak side. Out of there to Eichhoff. Eichhoff comes to the midcourt circle, steps around now to Malone on the right side, back to Olivia Eichhoff. She's an opening, down the lane she goes, off the glass, up, and good. Eichhoff puts the Irish up 3-0 here, a minute into the ball game. Down to the front court again, Dakota Ludeman with it, off to Macy Richardson. Richardson looks down the left corner, gets the ball down there to Harms, back out to Richardson. Macy moving towards the top of the key, backs up, thought about a three, didn't, now to Winger. Around the perimeter to Ludeman again on the right side. She's guarded by Wurtenberger. Back in, spins to the lane, shoots it, blocked away by Wurtenberger and or Bonderschmidt. Off the floor, now Bonderschmidt knocked to the floor, and we've got a push foul on Macy Richardson of the Jets. Second Jet foul here in quarter number one in the first minute and a half of the ball game. For Rachel Magdan to trigger in between the scoring table and the Jets bench here on the near left side. Inside it goes, Bonderschmidt back out to Malone and over to Eichhoff. Starts into the dribble, back to Malone. Lauren will hold it, dribbles up toward the zone. For a trap, over to Eichhoff, pulls up, 15-footer, buries it. Olivia Eichhoff with her second hoop, and the Irish are up 5-0, 2 minutes into quarter number one. Off the left side, Richardson with it, Macy coming to the right side of the dribble, now backs up, gets it to Winger. Winger will come across to Richardson, now they'll run a little, not really a weave, Richardson looking to go down the lane, and does, tried to scoop it up and draw the foul. I think Lauren Malone will be the guilty party here. Let's see. I missed every guest the other night. Oh, yeah, I missed again. It's going to go on Jessica Wurtenberger, her first. Team foul number one on Sacred Heart. Richardson at the line to shoot a pair here. It's up, and it hit the front. It went to the back rim. It went in for Maisie Richardson. She'll have another one coming here. A 5-1 score. The Irish with the lead, up and and good again for Macy Richard. It's 5-2. Eichhoff will hand the ball to Wurtenberger. She'll inbound to Malone against full court pressure. Back to Wurtenberger. Picked up her dribble. Winger knocked it loose. Wurtenberger got it back. Lobs ahead to Wanderschmidt. Lost control of it and throws it up and in with the left hand off balance. But anyway, it goes in the net. It counts. And the Irish are up now 7-2. Here we come back the other way now. Here's a three-pointer by Richardson from the top. Up, no good. Rebound, Malone had it. Fall out of bounds, saved it back. And Winger gets it. Now out on the right side, it goes. And shot up, no good. That's Key Bolt with the shot. Now the rebound, Magdan's ahead to Bonderschmidt across the Wurtenberger left side. No, and a rebound picked off by Harm. The other way come the Jets. Ludeman to the front on the right side. Moves to the middle. Off the left side, and now it goes down to Macy Richardson again. 5-point lead for the Irish. 4:53 to play first quarter. Richardson hands off to Winger. Pulls up for three, and Banks is open from the top. Oh, Winger banks it in from the top of the key. It's 7-5, Shea Hart. Malone through traffic. Winger tried to knock it loose. Winger didn't get the job done. Malone lost the ball. Pushes it over to Wurtenberger now. Inside, he goes to Bonderschmidt. Out to Magdan for three. And good. Left wing, Rachel Magdan hits the triple. And it's 10-5, Sacred Heart. 4:19 to play in the first quarter. Now, with it on the right side, Katie Bolt to Richardson. Richardson with the basketball. Drill it across slowly against the Irish man-to-man. Now starts to move down the right side. Throws it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Vonnerschmidt. And she got bumped from behind. And another foul on the Jets. This one will go on Harms. Her first team foul, number three. And in the game, the Jets, Ellie Lafferty, a 5'4 sophomore now. Full court pressure in the backcourt is Eichhoff with the dribble. Delaney Witt checks in for the Irish as well. Eichhoff now to the front court with the ball guarded by Ludeman. Now in the middle, Bonderschmidt, single up coverage, throws it up, and a blocking foul will put her at the line. That ball just about went in. Foul is going to go again on Lauren Harms. Lauren picks up her second foul, team foul four. And it is Bonderschmidt back to the line for the Irish for the second time in the ballgame. Free throw up and good. 11-5, Sagar, now up by six. Second one coming here for the Irish senior. Harms comes out of the ballgame, replaced by Danny Jansen, a 5'10 senior. Now we get ready, set. And Bonnerschmidt's free throw, the lefty on the way, rattles out of there, no good. Rebound by Jansen to Richardson. Here comes the junior guard for the Jets. Off to Ludeman. Ludeman moved to the left side with the dribble on. Now off there to Lafferty. She pulls up with the dribble, needs help, gets away to Richardson on the right side of the floor. 3:25 left, first quarter, 11-5, Sacred Heart. Richardson fakes right, looks left, now just backs up between the circles, keeps the dribble. Eichhoff on her defensively, now out to Lafferty, three ball on the rim, no good. And a rebound, Ludeman throws it up, no good. The rebound comes down to Bonderschmidt. Ludeman followed, couldn't make it, and now it'll be Eichhoff to the front court for the Irish. Wurtenberger in the court open. They can't get her the ball. They dump it inside. And with the right hand spinning to her left, up and good for Bonderschmidt. She's got six in the ball game. Here's Ludeman from just inside the three-point line. Two-pointer good. Dakota Ludeman, a good shooter. And it's 13-7 now. The Irish were up by eight momentarily. In the backcourt, Eichhoff up to a double team for the trap. And a reach-in called on Ella Winger. Her first and team foul number five on the Jets. First time the two teams met this year, the Irish had 32 free throw attempts. Made 17, not a great percentage, but they got to the line 32 times. Malone back in, and also in for the Irish now is Emma Littrell. Lob it inside, it is Vonnerschmidt with the catch. The shot's short, no good. Littrell follows and can't get it. And here we go the other way. The Jets ball to Ludeman, left side, goes around Littrell all the way in. Double team up, no, but a blocking foul. And it's before the shot, Vonderschmidt, I believe. Yeah, got one right. First one this week, I guess right. So Vonderschmidt, the foul, her first, the foul before the shot. And now Ella Winger will trigger from the baseline for the Jets. Everybody lines up on a corner of the lane. Now bringing in to Richson on the right side, guarded by Malone. Ludeman got in the middle, got away from Witt. In there, a double team, and it's blocked away by Vonderschmidt. To Magdanza, head to Malone, left hand layup is up and good. Lauren Malone with the bucket. Timeout. Sterling down by 8. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Jets took the timeout. They find themselves in an 8-point hole right now, 15. Jets basketball. Two fouls early on Lauren Harms has her on the bench for the Jets. Now it comes in to Macy Richardson. Over to Ludeman to the front court. Dakota walking the ball up, guarded by Delaney Witt. Moving right, coming around now to Malone as they switch off. And now Lafferty moving around over to Richardson. Thought about a long one, didn't take it. Now dribbling, moving up past to Lafferty in the left wing, around a defender all the way to the hole. Up, too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Littrell. Get it away to Malone, and a long pass up the floor to Witt. Right side wing drives in all the way to the hole, up, and won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Witt knocked it away from Dan Jackson, and it will be Jet Ball with a minute 17 to go here in quarter number one. Dakota Ludeman working the ball up the floor. No hurry here for the Jets. Very deliberate. Richardson over to Winger, just about missed wide. Winger went up, made the catch. Richardson posts up in the middle, pours it her way in, up and go. And a whistle and a foul, and she's going to the line to shoot two. And that's going to be on Harrison Vonderschmidt, and the Irish coaches are none too happy with that call. Saying our girl was standing straight up. And the official not real happy with the question of his call. Free throw up and good by Macy Richardson. She is a perfect 3-for-3 at the free throw line. Vonderschmidt will check out with 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Malone will check out. Into for the Irish now. Wurtenberger back in there. Here's a free throw up and good again. And let's see, in for the Jets, Katie Bolt back in now for Winger. So the Irish have Eichhoff, Littrell, Witt, Magdans, and Wurtenberger in the ballgame. Get it into Eichhoff, she'll work at the point, bringing it up the floor with the left hand. Over the right side to Witt, the Irish up by 6, 15-9 to Wurtenberger. Inside now, Littrell works against the zone. Eichhoff skips it across to Witt. Now goes inside to the high post with it. Wurtenberger dribbles down low, backs out. Now goes back inside. Out to Magdans, down the lane, goes the senior, rolls it up, left hand, no. Rebound loose, controlled by Bolt, falls down, and a foul call on the edge. Going to be called on Olivia Eichhoff, her first, team foul number 4. 21 seconds to go in the quarter, so the Jets could chip away a little more here and make this a pretty tight first quarter at the end after the Irish led by as many as 8. Here we come to the front court now with the basketball off to Macy Richardson. No field goals, but 4 points for the junior. around one defender. Earl threw it underneath right to Wartenberger. The ball's being batted around. Richardson ends up with it again. Flag pull for three at the buzzer. No good. After one, Sigart 15, the Jets 9. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partner Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
15-9, Sayart with a 6-point advantage after one quarter here. Our girls class D2 sub-district final tonight between the first and fifth ranked teams in the state in class D2. As we said, both teams want to win. I think Sterling's won four in a row now. And they want to keep momentum going, but as we said, both teams with probably a wild card in their back pocket to advance to the districts. Next Friday, a week from tomorrow. Pass knocked away from Richardson by Wartenberger. Richardson got it back, throws it up in the middle. No. Rebound Wartenberger, and her outlet stolen away by Lafferty. And she puts it up and in. And we've got a 4-point ball game. We come the other way now the backcourt. Richardson nearly did knock it away from Eichhoff. A reach-in foul is going to be called. Got Eichhoff on the wrist, and Macy Richardson has two fouls now. That's team foul number 6. Sayart has Arison Varnishman on the bench for the moment with two fouls as well. She was off to a good start with 6 points. Wartenberger lobs inside the Littrell, and it's knocked away off of the Jets' key bolt. Knocks it away. Magdans will trigger in. Rachel made a 3-pointer in the first quarter. Didn't have the ball a lot on the offensive end. Bounce pass into Eichhoff. Looking out to Witt now against the zone. Witt left side to Magdans. Back to Witt, top of the key. Moving right, gives the ball to Eichhoff on the wing. Pulls up just inside the 3-point line up. No good. Rebound loose. Bolt trying to save it in. Pushed it back to her bench. Out of bounds. Irish ball on the side right in front of the Sterling bench. 15 feet up off the baseline. Magdans into Littrell. Now to Wartenberger, right side. Lob it into Magdans. Too tall on the pass. The Irish are not taking good care of the ball at times. Up the floor here is Ren Lafferty for three. Up, no good. Rebound tip. It goes out to Lafferty. And now she gets to Bolt. Over to Richardson for three. Right side of the circle. First field goal. We got a 1-point ball game, 15-14. The Irish lead, 6:38 to go here in the first half. Eichhoff in the front court with the basketball up the right side. Wartenberger, triple on the way. Got it. Wartenberger answers at the other end with her first points of the night. Richardson quickly that way forces her way in against three defenders. No. Rebound to Eichhoff. Excuse me. Rebound brought down by Delaney Witt. Now to Eichhoff in the corner to Magdans for three. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Wartenberg, yeah, she got fouled. She fouled over the back, you would call it. And Jessica picked up her second foul this first half. Five team fouls on Sigart. The Irish have not had lots of foul trouble in games we've seen this year. Obviously, winning a lot of them by good margins. So Wartenberger comes out. Malone, Eichhoff, Witt, Magdans, and Littrell in the lineup for Sigart at the moment, up by four. Richardson stays in with the two fouls. Farms is back in with two fouls for the Jets as well. Now over it goes to Winger. Right side, Ludeman skips it across. Harms the catch. up short, no good. Picked out of the air by the Irish, by Witt. Throws it ahead. Eichhoff in the middle. Oh, offensive foul call. Getting back there and setting with four arms. And that foul on Eichhoff is her second. So the Irish starting to foul up, pile up some fouls here. Two each on Eichhoff, Wartenberger, and Vonderschmidt. The only three players for the Irish with a foul, but they've got two each here. 5.5 minutes to go in quarter number two. Richardson up the floor to Ludeman. He goes high post, too tall, turnover. Malone with the takeaway, and the senior heads up the floor. Cut off now, a double team. Winger comes from behind. She likes to try to steal the ball, and she has gotten in foul trouble in the years past doing that. Literal at the free throw line, out to Eichhoff, dribble drive, pulls up, now stutter step and goes by, lays it up on the right side. 6 for Olivia Eichhoff, the lead is 6 for the Irish, 20-14. Ludeman, down the lane she goes, up, and a lot of contact, no whistle. Rebound, the pull, out it goes, Richardson for 3, no good, and the call off the hand of Magdance, out of bounds it goes. Sterling basketball near midcourt. 4:38 to play. First half, the Irish up 6. Ludeman with it. Goes around Witt down the line. Up and oh, they're going to count that. There's an NBA continuation for it. Oh, my. Coach Luke Santos says, I don't think so. I said, good referee said, he got her on the arm. Go to Ludeman, good ball player. That gives her 4 and a free throw. It's 20-16. The foul again. This was on Delaney Witt, her first, and the free throw is good for Dakota Ludeman. 4:29 to go in the half. Malone double team in the backcourt by Winger and Richardson, and a timeout called by the Irish. Wasn't sure she was going to make it. For the midcourt stripe and time. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2017, say you are with a 3-point advantage. It's been as many as 8 in this ballgame at a couple of different junctures in the first quarter. Now in the second quarter, the Irish have let Varsfitz sit since late in the first quarter. Now up to Eichhoff on the inbound, guarded by Richardson. Olivia out top to Lauren Malone. Back to Eichhoff, just inside the three-point line up. No good. Rebound to Ella Winger. Winger ahead, now to the front. Bolt, now over to Ludeman. She'll work the ball, give it off to Winger. Ella Winger moving right, gets the ball to Laffer. Excuse me, that's Bolt, 44, not 14. Down the lane, blocked by Magnum or by... also possibly by Littrell in there. Got up to Delaney Witt, loses her balance, and the ball skids off of her out of bounds. Well, the Irish are going to have some big contributions by different players tonight. Littrell in there and Witt both playing big minutes here in the first half. Witt plays a lot anyway. And now... she's got a big job defensively guarding Ludeman off to Richardson. Richardson and the Irish switching off her little zone for the Irish, looks like. Now Ludeman out on top, moving to the right. The Irish letting it go in the zone, and now down it goes in, and the ball thrown out by Harm, stolen away by Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the steal, Malone in the backcourt around double team. Eichhoff with 3:05 to go in the half. They are up by 3. Eichhoff with the basketball down the right side, steps in, gets the ball to Magdance, back to Eichhoff. Down the lane goes the junior, up, and no, she got hit and a foul. That may be three if it's where I think it goes, and it is third foul on Lauren Harms. Team foul number seven. This is a two-shot foul for Olivia Eichhoff. 6 points in the ball game here. First trip to the line for the junior. She sets, she fires, and knocks it home. It's now 21-17. Back into the game comes Danny Jansen, the 5'10 senior, for Harms. Second one coming up here for Olivia Eichhoff. Up off the back, no good. Long rebound, ran down by Katie Bolt. Bolt, it goes across the floor now to Macy Richardson. 7 points in the ballgame, a three-pointer, and a 4-for-4 night of the line so far. Ludeman off to Winger, fakes a three, drives up on Eichhoff, and now off to Richardson again. Macy Richardson backing out with a dribble, a 2.5 to play in the first half. Inside Winger, back to Richardson. Right side, Bolt to Macy Richardson again. Move to the right side, now back left into the paint, guarded by Magdans, off to Ludeman. Around a defender, inside it goes to Jansen, lost a handle on it, knocked loose by Lauren Malone, out of bounds. Jets basketball, and here comes Harrison Vondersmith back in with two fouls with 2:14 to go. 6 points for the senior in the first quarter. And now bring it into Ludeman, right corner, drives in, kicks it back out top to Richardson. Irish stay in that zone. Winger's going to fire a three on the back iron. No. Rebound brought down by nobody. Held ball. Everybody went up. The ball got to the ground. Everybody landed on the ground. And the Irish get it on the alternating possession on the held ball. 2:02 to go. Bring it in backcourt to Eichhoff against the pressure. Olivia moving up the left side. Stops. He'll throw it backward to Witt. Now to the front to Vondersmith, and she tried to hit the bounce pass down to Elizabeth Magdans, and they did not connect, and the ball is out of bounds. It goes to the Jets. 4-point Irish lead, 1:45 to play, quarter number two. Go to Ludeman, walking the ball up the floor for the Jets. In the middle between the circles, directing traffic, picked up her drill. Lobs it to Richardson on the right side, down the lane, up, off, no good, got it back. Shot blocked by Malone, out to Bolt, up, no good. Rebound Eichhoff on the run. Moving up by Ludeman off the glass. Trap shot, one-hander up and good. She's got nine the ball game. Wow, that was quite the play there. Richardson for three, buries it at the other end. Macy Richardson with 10, that's her second three ball. It's a three-point game, 23-20, a minute four to go in the half. Magdans into the paint, lost the handle on it, got it back in the paint. Off to Vondersmith, pulls up, left hand good. For Vondersmith, the Irish up by five with 53 seconds to go. Back and forth we go, good ball game. Full to Ludeman, five-point deficit, right side Richardson. Macy Richardson's 5'8". She could probably shoot over Lauren Malone if she wants to. Lauren is a good defender. That's her specialty. But she's not very tall at 5'4", where she's listed. They play catch. They're going to play for one shot, or at least one really good shot here. Move the ball over Macy Richardson. Now over to Ludeman. 18 on the clock, and they're out near the midcourt circle playing catch. Sayart switches up to a man-to-man defense again here. Ludeman moving with 9 on the clock. Off to Winger. Over to Richardson. Letter too far. Ball loose out of bounds. And Lauren Malone did a great sales job. The official saw her touch the last, and he's right. She did. She turned around with a big smile on her face. She knew she was lying. That's okay, Basil. You can lie to the referee. Now, Vondersmith out for the Irish. So she didn't pick up a third foul. Winger looking inside, bring it in, and Bolt catches, shoots up, no good. Lauren Malone with the rebound. Knocked out of there by Winger. That will end the half. It's Sacred Heart 25 and the Sterling Jets 20. We're back after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime of the Rural Activity Center in Falls City, Class D2 Subdistrict Final, where the Sayhart Irish are leading at halftime, 25-20. They led 15-9 after one quarter night. Leading the way for Sterling in the scoring column, Macy Richardson, only player in the game in double figures. She went 4-for-4 at the line in the first quarter, then hit a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter for 10 points. Ella Winger has 3. Ellie Lafferty has 2. And Dakota Ludeman has 5 in the first half, for their total of 20. 3 fouls on Lauren Harms, 2 on Macy Richardson for the Sterling Jets in the first half tonight. For the Irish tonight, leading the way in the scoring column, Olivia Eichhoff with 9 points in the ball game. She had 5 in the second quarter. 8 points for Erin Wanderschmidt. She set much of that second quarter with 2 fouls. Probably in the 2 quarters combined, probably set an entire quarter in that first half. It's 3 points for Jessica Wurtenberger, 3 points for Rachel Magdans. They each had a 3-pointer, and Lauren Malone has 2. 2 fouls on Olivia Eichhoff, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Arizona Vonderschmidt for the Irish. Sayhart 3-for-6 at the free throw line in the first half. The Jets 5-out-of-5 in the first half of tonight's ball game, and it's 25-20. Sayhart with the lead. We'll take a break. We'll hear from our sponsors. Be sure to thank them when you get a chance for bringing this high school basketball your way. We'll check in with the weather, see if it's going to warm up. It's a pretty miserable day, so we can warm it up. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
High school, yeah.
Fast. Race car?
Yes.
A cheetah?
Wow.
Well, it's internet. Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and
get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your Good Time Multi Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Mandy Valuber. We have clear skies in the forecast as temperatures drop to the low teens, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For Friday, plenty of sunshine. We warm into the low 50s, southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. As we head into Friday night, clear skies, a low of 20, breezy northwest winds. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, slightly cooler highs in the low 40s. East winds, breezy. Clear in 28 for Saturday night. Sunday, mainly sunny skies. Temperatures will warm to the low 60s. We have southwest winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. For Monday, chance for a rain-snow mixture and highs in the upper 40s. That's a look at your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 20 degrees.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we welcome you back here to the Rolex Center at Fall City Singing Heart School. For halftime, Singing Heart girls are leading the Sterling Jets 25-20. Again, follow the broadcast on the World Wide Web at msgsports.net. Hit the listen live button. And when the drop down box hits, you pick KTNC. Get the game. Final night, it was South Hole Grove being Mount Sinai, 55-52. Final there, 55-52 was the final. That's the only score I have around the area. Also remind you to stay tuned tomorrow again for Nebraska High School State Wrestling Tournament Reports coming your way. Fall City wrestlers all won their first round matches today. Wide opening won and goes to the semifinals. Everybody else then lost in that second round today and will be in consolation rounds coming up tomorrow. So good luck to the wrestlers. All right, we are ready to roll into the second half. The team's huddled up with their coaches. 25-20. The Irish with the lead. They led by as many as 8 points a couple of times in quarter number one tonight. They're up one time. Another trying to give away to split the pot. Nobody has a winning number. Oh, well. It will be Jets basketball to start quarter number three. Macy Richardson, Dakota Ludeman in the backcourt. Katie Bolt on the right side of the forward. Ella Winger on the other side. And in the post is Lauren Harms for the Jets to start this third quarter for the Irish. And down to Harms. Boy, she got wide over the middle somehow and lays it up and in. We got a three-point ball game now, 25-22. Lauren Malone to the point. Also, Rachel Magband's in there for the Irish. Malone comes cross-court now to Olivia Eichhoff. Posted up down low. Arison Vonderschmidt out of the high post is going to be Wurtenberger. They give the ball to Jessica on the right corner. Now she fires it out. Malone retrieves it. Now back off on the right side. Eichhoff moving in, backs up, starts again, guarded there by Richardson. That's a good matchup there. Dumps the ball inside, and the left hand good. That little turnaround jump hook by Vonderschmidt. Good again. She's in double figures with 10. 5-point Irish advantage. Richardson backs out to the midcourt circle. Hands it off to Dakota Ludeman. Double high post at the free throw line off to Richardson. Now she'll look for a cutter, and since she'll take it down the lane herself. Left hand, no. Rebound tip by Vonderschmidt. Malone gets it. Now double team. Ball loose. Picked up by Ludeman. Cross court. It goes now to Harms. To Winger. To Richardson in the left corner. Thought about a long one. Decided against it. Now over to Ludeman again. They'll reset their offense. Again, deliberate in the offensive sets here for the Jets. Lob the ball down on the baseline. Bolt, or rather that was, no, that was Harms down there. And now back out to Ludeman. Trying to lull somebody to sleep here. Ludeman hands it off to Richardson, cuts through the lane. Now Macy Richardson, left side, out to Bolt. Katie says no. Not going to shoot it. Back out it goes. And now Richardson off to Winger. Winger, left side, Ludeman fires up a three. Harrington. Dakota Ludeman with the bucket. She has 8 in the ball game. It's 27-25. Sigurd Hart by 2. At the other end, Eichhoff got inside. Another one off the glass. She has 11. 29-25. At the other end, Richardson up. No rebound. Brought down Wurtenberger. She took the ball away from Vonderschmidt. Now ahead, Malone, right side, Eichhoff from 16 on the rim, no. Rebound batted around, ends up with Wurtenberger, and she got smacked as she shot the ball. Loss of contact in there, and the foul will go against Katie Bull. First foul of the half, and Jessica Wurtenberger at the free throw line. And there she is, Jessica, 3 points in the ball game, first trip to the line, and she makes the first one count, 30-25, back to a 5-point advantage here. Back into the game, Kelly Lafferty, the 5'4 sophomore, in there for both. Free throw up, good. Wurtenberger knocks them both down, and it's 31-25. The lead is 6. To the front, Dakota Ludeman, the senior. To the front court with the basketball, working to the right side, down to Lafferty. Moves back out to the top with it. Now off to Macy Richardson. Richardson looking. Look. Ludeman's heard a cut for the basket. Now had to reverse, go back out of the sideline, gets the ball. Dribbles to the left, to the top of the key, comes around, and out to Lafferty in the left side court. Drives in, back to Winger. She lost the handle on it. It's recovered by Richardson. And she'll use her dribble now with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 31-25, Sagan Hart off the right side. Lafferty with it again. Irish playing man-to-man defense down the lane. Ludeman gets the ball out now. Winger, left side in the corner, driving in. Harms gives the ball back to Ludeman. Drive on Wurtenberger, pass to the corner. And now Richardson backs in, spins, and Wurtenberger reached in. And a hell of a ball, just reached in and grabbed the basketball, and on the alternating possession, it will go to the Irish. good aggressive defense and no foul there by Wurtenberger, who has two fouls. Here's the full court pressure again. Bring it into Magdans. The Irish with four girls that don't mind handling the basketball. And now they throw it over the top. Icaw bumps into a defender, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, foul on Macy Richardson is her third. I would like to see that again if I was a Jets fan. I know that. Thought that might just be a little incidental contact. The ball got out of bounds. They call a foul on Macy Richardson. Now Magdans in to Vonderschmidt. Kicks to the corner. Wurtenberger for three. No, and it's going to be a held ball as Icaw and Richardson tie up for it. Held ball will go to the Jets this time. 31-25, 4 minutes left in quarter number three. Here, the Irish up by six. At home, the Rural Activity Center sub-district final. Winner moves on to the districts. And probably a wild card for the loser tonight. Shot up. No good free throw line for Lauren Harms. Rebound to Lauren Malone. Threw it ahead. Oh, there's a foul didn't get called. Vonderschmidt went to get a tip ball and got pushed down from behind. Here's Magdans, free throw line jumper, no. Eichhoff rebound, up and good. Tell you what, Olivia Eichhoff, this is a little reminiscent of last year's state tournament when Magdans got hurt. Eichhoff kind of saved the Irish and played really, really well. She is playing really, really well tonight. 13 points. The lead back up to 8, matching the biggest lead of the ball game for Sacred Heart. Left side winger with it. Moving off to the right. Now back to the left side. Gives the ball to Ludeman. Driving in. Leans and a foul on Wurtenberger. Jessica's going to pick up her third foul. And that's going to put Dakota Ludeman back to the free throw line. Dakota Ludeman, 1-for-1 in the game, has 8 points tonight. Getting set again. Senior ready. Fires. It's up. It's off the back. Too strong. She'll get another one here. End of the game comes Danny Jansen in there for Lauren Harm. It sits down again with three fouls, with 3:01 to go in the third. Second free throw up and off again. That's unusual. Rebound to Icon. Richardson took a hard tumble as she fell off balance, landed right on her backside. Oh, that hurt. Now ahead to Magdans in the front court. And it's going to be a winger. Slap it away from behind. It goes to Ludeman. Fires it ahead to Winger. Up and good on the layup. Ella Winger with 5 in the ball game now. And it's 33-27. Quickly the other way. Delaney Witt can't connect on the layup at the other end. Now we go to the other end, and it goes to Jansen. Jansen on the left side. Bad moving in. Now, turned around, had the ball up above her head, and is taken away by Vonderschmidt. Ahead to Wurtenberger, down to Eichhoff. Makes a fake, and the ball stolen away, but a reach-in foul. Called on the Jets here. Red 20, Dakota Ludeman. Dakota Ludeman picks up her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3, Lafferty out. Katie Bolt back in now for the Jets. 33-27 Irish, get it into Eichhoff, right wing, dribbles on the baseline, backing up, now goes forward, throws it out to the top, Wurtenberger, Magdans, 3 ball on the way, up and down. Second triple of the night for Rachel Magdans. The Irish have 3 in the ball game in the lead, the biggest of the night now at 9 for Sacred Heart. Ludeman. Going left, spins down the lane, up, and oh, off the glass it wouldn't go. Wurtenberger with the rebound. Off the floor ahead to Magdans. A run-out layup is good. Magdans with back-to-back hoops. Puts the Irish up 11. Richardson drives in, and a blocking foul on Wurtenberger. She says, what do you mean? Well, she was moving. You're going to get called for that. That's going to be number 4 on Jessica Wurtenberger. Team foul number 2 of the half. Macy Richardson at the line with 10 points in the ball game. Does not score here in the second half. Junior Sess fires up and good. She's now 5-for-5 at the line, where she doesn't miss many. Wurtenberger out. Eichhoff out. Malone and Emma Littrell back in for the Irish. The lead is 10. It was 11 was the biggest lead of the game. Free throw up and good. and Richardson nails them both. 38-29, here's a full court pressure. Malone to Magdans. Magdans starts up, slows down, now spins around to the front court, ahead to Malone, looking. Winger from behind, slapped at him, missed it. Malone shoots it, no. Bonnersfield with the rebound, stripped of the ball, taken away by the Jets. Blumen down the lane, back out to Bull for three on the front edge, no. Follow-up rebound, up and good for Lauren Harms. Her second hoop, 38-31 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Bring it in to Witt, ahead to Malone, to the front court with a dribble. Lauren Malone will circle back now, wait for the rest of the team. Give it to Magdans. Back over to Malone, skip it over the top to Witt, and now back to Magdans. Thought about a long one, didn't. Witt whistle at the free throw line, out to Malone. Posting up is Vonnerschmidt. Can't get to the ball, and a drive by Witt, up, no, and a foul on Katie Bolt of the Sterling Jets. Her second foul of the ball game. She fouled number four of the half, and that puts Delaney Witt at the line for Sacred Heart. 5'6" junior, ready, first trip to the line, it's up, and off the mark, no good. Sacred Heart in the game, 5 out of 9 at the line right now, up and now good, 6 out of 10. Jets are 7 out of 9 at the line. 27 seconds to go, the lead is 8 for the Irish. Bluedman with the left hand down the left side. Stop. Back to Winger from 16. No. Rebound long. Picked up by Littrell. And a foul coming from behind is going to be called on Ella Winger. Ella picks up her second. Team foul number 5. Eichhoff in for Lauren Malone with 16 seconds to go in quarter number 3. Bring it in backcourt to Eichhoff. Ludeman on her. Now to Magdans. Dribbling up. Guarded by Bolt. Crosses to the midcourt. Left-hand dribble off to Eichhoff. Drives in. Pulls up. 10-footer. 3 hops on the rim and in the hole it goes. 15 for Eichhoff and a 10-point lead. Midcourt shot by Ludeman. Won't go. After 3, St. Hart up by 10. 41-31 over the Sterling Jets. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here. Couple of scores finals. Fairbury beat Auburn in double overtime, 42-36 tonight. Auburn season comes to an end. Johnson Brock going to go in the district finals. They beat Southern tonight, 34-32. They had trailed 20-13 at halftime in that ball game. Sagar basketball, the 10-point lead. They outscored the Jets 16-11 in the third quarter. Bounce pass down to Olivia Eichhoff with the ball on the left elbow. Back out to Lauren Malone. Malone comes across to Witt. Littrell's in there and Vonnerschmidt for the Irish. Lob it in. Vonnerschmidt, ooh, as he got undercut. Kept her balance, but a foul will be called, and that's going to be number 4 on Lauren Harms. That didn't feel good because we know, Irish fans know, that Harrison Vonnerschmidt has been hurting most of the season. Hip back in that area. That kind of play doesn't help matters, I'm sure. It had to hurt. nothing bad or intentional by Harms, just the way it went. Now, Vonner Smith down the lane, up, off the rim, no. Literal, the rebound and the putback, good, but it will not count. Foul before the shot, Literal with the rebound. The foul is on Katie Bull, her third. And now Emma Literal at the line, ready. The senior fires up and two on the 1-1. Our first 1-1 opportunity of the night for either team. So 11-point Irish lead, second on the way up, and in back in it goes. And now the Irish are up by 12, enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game. But far from over, the Jets can score in a hurry. And they're playing pretty good defense. And down the lane, Ludeman up on the left side to the right hand. Good. Dakota Ludeman now in double figures with 10. No field goals yet for Macy Richardson here in the second half for the Jets. And now taking it inside, knocked away, trying to get it into Bonner Smith. Jansen with a steal ahead to Richardson. Forces her way in, and a foul on the Irish, trying to slow her down. Missed the shot, and who they get? They're going to put it on Olivia Eichhoff, her third. Third foul of the half on Sacred Heart. Literal out, and that ends in for the Irish. Winger comes out for the Jets. Back in is Ellie Lafferty. Looking to bounce in the middle, nothing there. Top out to Ludeman near midcourt. Dakota moving up on Malone. Down the lane, off balance, right side up. No good. Rebound, Lauren Malone. Did a nice job there. Now Malone to the front court of the dribble. Now trying to trap her. She got away. Throws it over to Magdans. Didn't take the three. Probably going to guard her. She might. Now use her dribble. Goes inside for Bonnerschmidt. And another nice play by Danny Jansen with the steal. Off the floor. It's going to be Richardson with it. Driving in on Magdans. She lost the ball. Touch last by the Irish. So it'll be Jets ball with 6:23 to go in the game, down by 10, underneath their own basket. Lafferty will trigger, looking into the corner. It's Bolt for three, too strong. Rebound to Delaney Witt ahead, and she threw a pass for Rachel Magdans. Coach Luke Santos has got some things to work on in practice next week, I'm sure. He's not the happiest of campers at the moment. Too many turnovers for the Irish. About three here already in this third or fourth quarter. Left side, Richardson, three ball, corner pocket, good. She now has 15 in the game, three threes, and six for six at the line. The lead down to seven. Eichhoff in the backcourt for the Irish. Center step forward. And a timeout call by the Irish. They lead it by 7, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
43-36, the Irish lead by 7. The Jets trying to scrap their way back into this thing after they got down by double digits here in this second half. They had it all the way down, I believe, to 2 points here in the third play of the third quarter. Josh Piper down there, good with his girls. Luke Sano took the timeout. He saw too many turnovers here in this fourth quarter already. And now, the Jets break the huddle. And here come the Irish, Sacred Heart basketball. At the scorer's table, Rachel Magdans, inbounder for Sacred Heart. A little bit of pressure. Magdans into Eichhoff in the front court. With the basketball. Moving left, guarded by Ludeman. Holding it, passes off now to Rachel Magdans. tank and around the right side. Over it goes. Now again, Icaw spins on Lafferty, kicks it out to Delaney Witt. The Irish play a little keep away here. Over to Witt again from Magdans. Witt moves in, gets bumped by Lafferty. Back over to Magdans now on the right side, moving left. They run a weave out top. Now Icaw being chased by Ludeman. Hands the ball off to Witt. She'll head back to the left side. Here comes Magdans back. And now she'll move the ball from the right. Passes over to Lauren Malone. Looks underneath. Nobody there. Skips it across. And now inside Vonderschmidt. Off that left side. Over the top. Arms up and good. A dozen for Arison Vonderschmidt. And a three ball up by Richardson for the top. No good. Rebound tipped. It comes down to Lauren Malone. Outlet for Magdans. 4:38 to go. Corner ball, three-pointer from Witt, too strong, tipped around, Richardson has it for the Jets. Richardson up the floor, she comes to Lafferty in the corner. Fakes, drives on Malone, now keeps her dribble, didn't get anywhere, now spins in again, Columbia close to a five-second call. Now Malone drops away from her, so the count stops. Now back out to the top, Richardson, down nine are the Jets. Richardson drives, throws it up, no good, got her own rebound, up, down, and a foul. Her first two-point bucket of the ball game will give her 17. Foul on Lauren Malone, her first, team foul number four. So Macy Richardson, although it's a two-point basket, has a chance at a three-point play. Perfect to the line, 6-for-6 of the ball game, and now a timeout called by the Jets. Down by 7, back 30 seconds on KC.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the ball game. The Irish lead, 45-38, just past the top of the hour. This is KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, Falls City. Jets trying to get a three-point play here. Macy Richardson made the two, and the free throw in and out. No good. Her first miss of the night. Rachel Magdans double-teamed in the backcourt after the rebound. Gets to Malone. She comes to the front court, and now gives the ball down to the right corner. Olivia Icaw. Icaw back and in on Bolt. Katie cut her off. Icaw keeps the dribble. Malone over. Now it goes to Magdans. Take it inside, Vonderschmidt, off the glass, no, got her own follow, can't get it, and the rebound brought down by Lauren Arms. Well, Harrison Vonderschmidt doesn't miss point blank like that very often. And now Ludeman to the front court, her team down 7. 3 possession ball game. Ludeman drives, kicks it down underneath the Arms, reverse layup is blocked, and it's off of Arms. Icaw blocked the shot. It went, hit Arms in the hand for the arm and went out of bounds. The Irish get the ball. Key Bolt out of the ball game and Lafferty back in there. Backcourt to Icaw. Double team. Gets it ahead. Vonderschmidt throws it cross court to Magdans. And Rachel drive all the way to the hole with the right hand up. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of the Jets. Harrison Vonderschmidt has spent more time on the floor tonight than she has run up and down the floor, I think. She's getting knocked down, trying to get rebounds. Here we go, inside to Vonderschmidt. Double team, there's that left hand up. Two hops, all go. Rebound to Richardson. Macy Richardson will bring it up through the circle of midcourt. 2:55 to go in the game. The lead is 7 for Sacred Heart. 45-38. Richardson driving right. Dumps underneath Arms. Layup. Oh, and it won't go. Rebound tipped, it ends up to Magdans. Baseball pass up the floor, Wittenberger runs it out with the layup, up and good. She's got 7 of the assists to Magdans, the length of the court. The lead is 9, and now Lafferty on the right side. Moves it back out top to Richardson. Macy Richardson moving right, backing in, comes with double team, forces it up off the glass. No, Roderick clears the glass, and it's Eichhoff. Now in double team chase, cross court, Malone throws it forward to Wartenberger. Jessica Wartenberger stops at the elbow, back out to Malone. 2:07 counting down for the Irish. Now Wartenberger around Richardson. Richardson catches up and knocks the ball loose. Wartenberger tried to dribble it back instead of grabbing it and dribble it onto the sideline out of bounds. 2 minutes left. 47-38, the Irish up by nine. The Jets going to have to pick up pace here a little bit. Ludeman on the left side. Magnan's on her. Fires it over to Lafferty. Lafferty moving, driving in, kicks it to the corner. Two-pointer up and too strong, no good by Harms. And the rebound is grabbed by Wartenberger. Falling out of bounds, throws it ahead. It's Vonderschmidt. She ducks underneath and a layup for Olivia Eichhoff. 49-38, timeout called by the Jets. That 11-point lead will throw a damper on this game for the Jet fans. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 28 to go in this ballgame. The Irish ahead now, 49-38. It's not been easy. The Jets ranked number 5 in the state. They are ranked number 1. As we said earlier, it appears both teams with a wild card berth in their pocket should they tonight. One of them will, obviously. And it looks right now like it's going to be the Jets that need that wild card. Sayhart's won 14 in a row, looking for number 15 here tonight. Sayhart, Coach Luke Sano, in his 16th season at the helm of the Irish, seems to have won 20-plus 14 times in those 16 seasons, including this year where they're 22-3. The Jets roll the ball up the floor, pick it up at midcourt, Richardson off to Lafferty, driving in, you gotta shoot it, girls. Minute 21, down by 11. Richardson will load up and fire and carry it from the right side. Richardson now 15-17, making 20 in the ballgame. That is her fourth three, I think. Now to Wartenberger, ahead to Vonderschmidt, back to Mag, the end of the minute to go. The Jets are going to have to foul. They do. That one on Dakota Ludeman will be her third. Team foul number 7 will put Rachel Magdans at the line to shoot 1-1. Told you earlier that Harrison Vonderschmidt is the all-time free throw shooter made and attempted by the Irish. Well, second in makes, Rachel Magdans for Sayhart. She makes another one here. That gives her 9 points in the ballgame, and the lead is 9 with a minute to go. Second free throw for the senior. And switch right up at the bottom of the hole there. And the Irish are up 10, 51-41. Again, roll the ball in midcourt. Richardson will pick it up. Top of the key, three-pointer. Thank you, man. Up and good. Gives that 23. And timeout by the Jets. Back in 30 seconds again on PDNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
51-44, Sayhart with a 7-point lead. Macy Richardson just made her fifth three-pointer of the night. You got 23 points in the ball game. Only 2-pointer tonight. She had a chance at a 3-point play. That was her only free throw she missed in the ball game. She is 6 out of 7 at the line. Dakota Ludeman has 10 as well for the Jets tonight. Sadie Hart has 17 for Olivia Eichhoff and 12 for Harrison Vonderschmidt in this ballgame. Wardenberger will inbound the ball 53 seconds to go in the game. She can run side to side here under the bucket. Full court pressure, obviously, bouncing into Olivia Eichhoff. She's going to get fouled, I think. Try to trap. She throws to Vonderschmidt. Now to Wardenberger. Ahead to Magdan, and Rachel's going to wait up, say, bring me some help. Rest of the team in the front court now, cross court to Lauren Malone. Malone back to Magdan, all the way down to 37 seconds ago. Lafferty with a foul, but the Jets let 17 seconds go off of the clock there before they fouled. Allie Lafferty with the foul, her first foul number 9 on the Jets. So Magdan to the line, free throw up, and rattles it home that time. 11 now for Rachel Magdan, and the lead is 8. Second one up, and rattles and bangs, and falls in, using the rim of the backcourt. That's what they're there for. Off the floor, Dakota Ludeman, right side, Lafferty, dribbling. Gets it to Richardson. She's forcing her way to the hole. Up, down, and a foul. 26 seconds to go. Richardson with 2 more points and a try for another one here. Foul on Olivia Eichhoff at her 4th. Richardson now with 25 in the game. Looking for 26. They've got 13 here in the 4th quarter, making 14 in the 4th quarter. 53-47 in a 2-possession game. Knocked in. Oh, and a reach-in foul on Ludeman. Looked like she knocked the ball away from Eichhoff cleanly. But they're going to call a foul on Dakota Ludeman, her 4th. And that's 10 team fouls. So it's going to be Olivia Eichhoff at the line to shoot 2. She's 1-for-2 at the line, has 17 points in the ballgame tonight. She did a lot of ball handling for the Irish in this one. The junior sets, fires, and rolls around, won't go. Pretty big free throw right here, taking from a 6-point lead to a 7-point lead if she makes it. Free throw on the way for Eichhoff up, and good. That makes it a 7-point lead for Sacred Heart, a 3-possession game. Bringing in to Ludeman, 22 seconds on the clock, gets it up the floor. Winger holding it. Off it goes. Oh, a foul on Sacred Heart. It's okay. They're not to the 1-1 yet. That's going to be on Rachel Magdan. Her first foul of the ballgame. Team foul number 6 on the Irish. Only 16 seconds to go. The lead is... How many is that? 7. Excuse me. Lafferty with a dribble. Got to shoot it. She does for 3 off the backboard. No rebound. Malone tipped by Magdan. Lauren Malone running up the floor, 5 on the clock, saying, catch me if you can. Lafferty finally caught her with 1.9 seconds to go. Not easy to catch Lauren Malone, but she's trying to get away from it. Lafferty picks up her 2nd foul. Lauren Malone will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. 54-47 the score now. Irish senior guard ready, set, up, and nope. All over the rim, wouldn't go. One more coming here. Malone ready. Up. And that's better. Pushing it through the middle. Sadie Hart, 55. Richardson, baseball. And the final score, 55-47. The Irish with the win over the Sterling Jets. 55-47, the Irish win. They'll advance to the district final a week from tomorrow night. We'll have that for you either on Sunny or on KTNC. Probably KTNC next Friday night from somewhere. We'll know more about that tomorrow and on the weekend. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1-minute timeout on KTNC.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
With the spread of COVID-19 and variants on the rise, Community Medical Center in Falls City wants to share reminders and ways to manage if you have or think you have a virus. Stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms carefully and call your health care provider if they worsen. Rest and stay hydrated. Get tested if you have COVID symptoms. Wear a mask if you must be around others. Cover your cough and sneeze and wash hands often. Use a separate bathroom and isolate as possible. And avoid sharing items while cleaning and disinfecting frequently. Be smart and stay healthy. From your friends at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Real Activity Center, the final score, 55-47. The Irish get the win tonight over the number 5-ranked team, the Sterling Jets coach, Luke Sano. Thanks, Coach, for coming up here so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, you win, you advance. That's what you want, obviously. But a game like that is tough, and that don't probably hurt your feelings at all to get a tough one in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a strange game. I thought we got off to a decent start there early, had a little comfortable lead. And then Anderson got that second foul kind of early, and she said, I don't know, it had to be at least 6 minutes, you know, and that's always part of the plan is to throw it into her. And then, you know, they tied it up. We had a lot of game pressure. But, no, I hear what you're saying. I kind of thought about that over last week. Things have been going, you know, pretty easy for us lately. You know, we had that close win with Lourdes a couple weeks ago in that first half. But, you know, this is good for us, you know, and I have a lot of respect for Sterling. I mean, that's a lot of great athletes
out there,
you know, with Macy and Ludeman and girls like that, and they're super quick, and they shot it pretty well tonight. So I think that's good for us, you know, wake our girls up a little bit.
You don't often see it at any level. Four girls on the floor at the same time that are 1,000-point career scorers. That's what we had here tonight.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. A lot of talent out there.
15-0 now, as you said. 23 wins on the year. Ranked number one, seeded number one. It's looking good now. We wait and see who wins all the way across the state of Nebraska, and where we go next.
Yeah, it's just kind of a waiting game. I haven't really looked at it very close, to be honest. Adam does more of that for me. He threw some names out, and, I mean, of course, they're way out there, way up there. He's Sand Hills or Wallace or places like that. So he's been talking to Coach Golds, and I know Grand Island, Central Cap, who was mentioned. But who knows? I mean, there's some things that could happen tonight that could shake it out. That's why I don't look at it too close. But, yeah, we'll see, and we'll have a pretty good idea after tonight. And then tomorrow morning, I think it'll become more official.
I'll cross my fingers when I say this. Harrison Bonner's made 12 points tonight. She looked more active and healthy, despite getting knocked to the floor probably 15 times a game.
Yeah, she gets beat up in there. I think there's sometimes it's like a wrestling match in there. I feel like she should get more calls. But I think the last week, you know, after we talked to Pioneer, I think the last week she has looked better. So that's promising. And then I thought Olivia Eichhoff was really good.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of saved us there in the third quarter, made some shots, and got to the rim there when things got tight.
Pete, for her tonight. I know the start of the fourth quarter, you were probably not the happiest coach in the gym with the fourth term.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lead there, and I think it was maybe 12, and we talked about stretching it out, and we went down and turned it over 3 times in a row, and it's just, I don't know. 3 weeks ago, I wasn't even talking about turnovers. We were doing such a good job of taking care of it, and then it just seems like last 3 weeks, we just make some bad decisions. I mean, it's just loose with the ball, throwing into places. I mean, sometimes, you know, we say throwing into Harrison so much, and they just try to pound it in there when it's not there, but we got to be smarter than that. I mean, those turnovers just wasted possession.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. I know there's a lot of people down here want to talk, and I think you probably got some girls in the locker room you want to talk to.
All right, thank you, John.
Thank you. That is State Heart Coach Luke Sando. Congratulations. The win in advance tonight, and the Irish will be in the district action a week from tomorrow night somewhere across the state of Nebraska. And we'll be there with them. Johnson Brock also winning tonight in their Class D1 sub-district final. So they'll be in district action next week on Friday as well. Scoring tonight for the Sterling Jets, Macy Richardson had a big night, 26 points. She had 16 of those in the second half. She had 14 of those in the fourth quarter. Dakota Lubin had 10 points tonight, 5 for Ella Winger, 4 points for Lauren Harm. She had a little foul trouble tonight, and 2 for Ellie Lafferty. The Jets, 8 out of 11 at the free throw line. For the Irish tonight, leading the way, Olivia Eichhoff. Good all-around ball game for her, 18 points in the game tonight. A dozen each for Harrison Varschmidt and Rachel Magdams tonight for the Irish. 7 points for Jessica Wartenberger, 2 for Emma Littrell, 3 points for Lauren Malone, 1 for Delaney Witt for the Irish tonight. Sam, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line. For the Irish, win number 23 on the year. They're 23-3 now. As I said earlier, this is the 14th time for Coach Luke Salmon, 16 years as head coach of the Irish girls, of winning 20-plus games in a year. The other 2 years, he won 18-19. His record now, 388 wins and just 55 losses for the coach. He wins to the Irish for his leadership win at 87.6% of the time. And they have now had 25 wins or more 10 times in those 16 years, including 9 straight years. And with a little bit of luck, a couple more wins this year, that would make it 10 straight years with at least 25 wins for Sacred Heart. Well, that's going to wrap it up from here tonight. The Irish move on with a win, 55-47 tonight. We also had a win tonight for Johnson Brock. They won tonight in their game with the Southern Raiders. Final score on that one was 34-32 after Johnson Brock had trailed 20-13 at halftime. And Auburn lost tonight in a double overtime to Fairbury, and their season will come to an end. And the South Hole girls beat Mount City tonight 55-52. Well, that is going to wrap it up for our studio engineer, Aaron Woods. I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center in Falls City.